This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God, they're obviously still together.
Who's together?
Well, E! News is reporting that Taylor Swift, that is, wore her TNT bracelet or necklace or whatever the hell it was. The one that Travis gave her.
Oh, Taylor and Travis.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep, the TNT. He has a matching one.
Ooh, man. That's
really?
Love. That's love, Jamie.
But, I mean, let's think about what's going on. All right, there's this horrible situation in Boulder, right?
Yeah.
There's, like, the things that are going on in the world, but we're worried about, oh, my God, Taylor wore that TNT necklace! Oh, my God! And it has diamonds and gold. Oh, my God, what is this world coming to? Sorry, I'm very negative. That's very negative. Can I just tell you, my body hurts. Even the, have you ever, like, worked so hard that the top of your feet hurt? Like, the bones and muscles in the top of your feet.
Try not to.
Listen, I know that you have always thought Jug of Dirt was the dumbest idea ever, but let me tell you something, okay? As a person that had to lift these pallets of soil out of my Jeep and carry them over to a tree, I'm telling you, Jug of Dirt is the best damn idea on the planet. If it would if I could have just bought a gigantic jug with potting soil in it, right, soil in it, and walked over carrying a jug like this,
yeah,
instead of this big floppy thing that gets little tears in it, and then as you're walking over, the soil just starts falling out. It's like, Jug of Dirt is brilliant.
I'm getting tired just listening to you.
A Jug of Dirt is brilliant.
Oh, my God, all that work you did.
And then there'll be a dirt station, right?
Yeah.
Like a water station. You go, you take your jug, you put your credit card in, and then whatever kind of premium soil you want goes into the jug.
I would say that there is a market for a Jug of Dirt.
Thank you.
I
mean, this has been an idea that's brewing for 10 years. And everybody's like, Jug of Dirt, why don't you go with that one, Jamie?
What do you prove us wrong? Go with it.
Yeah.
Run with it.
Well, I tried to crowdsource, but nobody will participate.
Yeah.
They're like, Jug of what? Nobody wants in on the action, so I'd have to finance it by myself. Hey, shout out to Martin at El Rancho Guadalupe.
Yeah.
Real nice guy. Real solid guy.
Guy can cook, too, can he?
Yeah, he can.
This is some great news. I love this show, so the fact that it's coming out, it's just shocking. King of the Hill, it's 10 episodes, August 4th.
Yep, it's a revival. They're bringing it back.
They just came out with the opening credits scene, because that was kind of like a famous thing from the last one, where it's like the... And it reveals like Bobby's, how he looks as an adult.
Bobby!
Yeah.
Anyway, wow, all right. So it comes out August 4th, and it's 10 episodes. I didn't even see this one coming. Did they even mention this?
No. Yeah. Oh. No, it's been all over. It's really? Been all over if you're paying attention to it, yeah.
The guy
who played Dale Gribble died, but he did enough voice lines that he's still in the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's still in the show. Wow.
Yeah,
probably using some AI.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I did see a revival on Duck Dynasty, too. I guess they're doing a tribute to Phil, the guy that died.
Yeah.
They're doing a big tribute because they've got so much, like what you're talking about, Spadil, that's what made me think of it, is they've got so much in the can that they actually can put him in the show.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened with the Dale Gribble guy.
Yeah.
Cardi B is real, 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 real mad at her ex. I mean, real mad at Offset. I guess he filed for spousal support, and she's mad. And she went on an online rant, and she expressed her anger, saying she hoped he dies. That's going to come out in court.
Yeah.
It got aggressive. I mean, she really wants him dead.
Yeah, she said she hoped he dies, and he dies slowly.
You know, her new boyfriend, she's about to ruin his career. He needs to get away from her.
Why?
Because, I mean, this Stephon Diggs guy, he's big in the NFL.
Huge.
This guy's one of the best receivers there is. Every video that's coming out now, he's called into question by his team. He had that one where he's on the boat with those other women, and he's got this pink powder that he's passing out. Then he's got this one where Cardi B is twerking on him.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That one is really, like, over the top.
Oh,
this guy needs to get away from
any
her.
Of this.
Yeah, he needs to get away from her.
Okay.
She's trouble.
Will you tweet him?
Yes.
Okay.
I've already done it, Jamie. You kidding? I'm all over this. It's going to ruin his career.
What's it going to do?
Ruin him.
Ruin him.
It is.
You should
you
watch.
You think I'm just joking. I'm telling you.
You should watch Wags to Riches.
Oh.
Wags to Riches. Talk about these girls ruining men's careers.
Oh, man.
It's on Netflix. It's called Wags to Riches.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. It's like women that are married to athletes.
I've never seen it.
What does WAG stand for?
Wives and girlfriends.
Yeah. Wives and girlfriends of, what's the S?
Of sports people, I guess.
I know. It's like, the huge thing with the Stanley Cup playoffs every year is everyone wants to see what the WAGs dress because all the wives and the girlfriends get together and they do like team outfits for their specific team.
Mm.
I know it started as a British term like that and it came over here from there.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys know a lot about the WAGs.
Yeah.
More than me, and I watched the show on Netflix.
There was this whole thing in the UFC where this this lady started dating a nutritionist so that she could get to a fighter and start dating him and then married him.
Oh.
And then she like wrote a book about how she like ascended through his like people to get to him and marry him.
Now all you have to do is DM.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
What? Oh, my God, you're doing that thing again.
What's that?
Where he drives you nuts.
Who, Spadil?
Yeah.
No, I'm just listening because he knows so much about the WAGs. And so he's educating me because I've never even heard the term WAGs before.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm just looking at him.
What you don't know, Spadil, is when you left after you gave him all your insight about Sierra Import. What is that place called? Sierra
Trading Post.
Sierra Trading Poses.
Yeah.
After you walked out the door, he's like, why does he act like he knows everything about Sierra Trading Post? He's never even been there.
Never
no,
been.
I was just trying
He's
to tell you
been.
That my friend, who is an outdoorsy guy, loves going there.
No, you were reading. Spadil, you walked in here and repeated everything on Texnado.
Yeah, I said that. I said that the person on Texnado who said that it's a TJ Maxx REI said it perfectly. And then I said, yo, my friend, who likes all this stuff, loves going there, just so that she would know that it's a good place.
I think it was just funny because she's like, oh, but they don't have basketballs.
Like he knows.
Well, I said they probably because it's more of a REI style store. It's not Dick's Sporting Goods. It's REI.
What's this guy's name?
Right. Because
Kyle Weaver.
Oh,
yeah.
Because
you got the whole REI thing from Texnado.
Dude, Kyle Weaver is super manly. He goes fishing with barbless hooks.
Sure he is.
He does. Fly fishing with barbless hooks. Kyle Weaver.
Yeah. Kyle Weaver.
Well, I don't
He owns a ranch.
It's so you can take them out of their mouth because it's probably gold water fishing, so you have to release them.
He said that it makes it harder to set the hook, so he likes the challenge.
Drives me nuts.
Just so you know,
they don't have basketballs.
Sierra doesn't have basketballs.
They don't have basketballs. You don't know. You've never been in a damn place.
Okay.
And I said they have sporting equipment. Did I not, Jamie?
You did.
I said they have sporting equipment from what I understand, because I looked at the website. Yeah. But they don't have basketballs. It's like,
I don't see why that's unreasonable.
Back to your studio.
Okay.
And then BJ's like, he's never even been there. Why does he do that? I go, because some people are just know-it-alls, right? Like, they're just.
Dude, I don't feel like I'm being a know-it-all. I'm just telling you what I have heard about the place.
Okay, so you and your friend Larry had this basketball talk?
His name is Kyle Weaver.
Yeah, dude, Kyle Weaver.
You and Kyle talked about if they have basketballs or not?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
and I'm supposed to buy this crap, Bedell. You're so full of it.
You are. He
never looked at you and said, oh, by the way, they don't have basketballs.
Dude, all I was saying was that it's a more, it's geared towards outdoors, not regular sports. That was literally my only point.
This isn't even a fight. You guys, this isn't even...
They don't have basketballs, Bedell.
I'm
over there all the time. They don't have basketball. Right. They got goals and nets, but they don't have the ball.
What? They don't have... All right. I don't... Okay.
They don't have any of that stuff.
You've never been, but you know.
But nobody
knows.
I never said I did.
I never said I knew.
Oh, my God. I'm dying. Hi, yi, yi.
Jeez.
Somebody said, I've been there. They actually do have sports equipment.
Thank you.
Dude, and all I didn't say
Jamie,
that they don't have
it. It's all over their website. They got sports equipment. He has no clue. Him and his brother, Larry. What was his name again?
Kyle Weaver.
They don't have basketballs.
They don't have Matthew Mon.
No. You got soccer balls, but no basketballs.
I don't know why I made you sound deaf. I apologize. Oh. That's rude. Do you know that this is so sad? I was just thinking about this.
What?
My son's cousin, she's deaf, and they never taught her to speak because they didn't want her to sound like that. They said that people would think that she's highly intelligent. She's incredibly smart, but they were worried because, you know, when you can't quite hear, you speak differently, and they were worried people would think that she was dumb. Isn't that sad?
Really sad.
Well, I mean,
it is sad.
Because I mean, if you think about it, I was just kind of, did that. Now I feel bad. All right, you guys are gonna make him cry. Will you just leave him alone? Okay, but in BJ's defense, I'm just gonna say this: he did walk in with a lot of knowledge that they didn't have basketballs there.
Yes, he did.
And that's all I'm gonna say. Did. And that is he just did. A lot, right?
Yeah.
Because we're like, how did he know that they don't have basketballs?
Because of Charlie or whatever his
name
was.
Kyle Weaver. Charlie said they don't. Poor Kyle Weaver. He's going to be like, why are they bringing up my name, man? Stop saying my name. Yeah. All right. Anyway, where was I? I was somewhere. I forgot where. All right. There we go. Tabloid trash.
And what was it Kyle was noted for? Hookerless something?
No what barbs on his hook.
Oh, yeah. No barbs on his hook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Well, I mean, I thought,
no barbs?
And I'm not sure, but I thought on gold medal waters you weren't allowed to use them because you have to release them and it tears up their little mouths.
Right.
Yeah.
It tears up their little mouths.
It does because it, you know.
That's why they talk. After you done barb them.
You know what I mean? It shreds their mouth. They're a little like that. Yeah. All right.
All right. BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday. All signs are pointing toward thunderstorms today.
Yeah, especially what? East? Northeast?
Especially if you're in east. Yes. Yeah. East of the metro. But the metro is in the bullseye too.
BJ so thinks it's going to be sneaky.
It's going to be a sneaky storm today.
I don't even know what that means.
It just feels like a storm to me.
The storms are brewing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe some hail today, too. I did, you mentioned a few minutes ago off air that the National Weather Service is calling for the same thing, thunderstorms and hail.
Yeah, but they said like the big stuff is northeast, so just be prepared. Otherwise, it's sneaky.
Sneaky storms coming in.
Sneaky storms.
I think it's supposed to rain about every day this week.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think so. Crazy. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's free for your phone. The guy in Boulder is being held on a $10 million bond. $10 million, man. This is a guy, he's what, 45 years old, I think it is, that caused all that destruction yesterday up on Pearl Street with all those people that were there. They were doing their pro-Israeli march or gathering. I think they did it every week, right?
Yeah, I think every weekend they organize it somewhere.
Yeah, so. I didn't know about that, but they're up there every week.
So we don't forget about the hospitals.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Then you got this whack job, this nut job guy that shows up with these bottles of accelerant and some kind of a flamethrower or something, and he starts tossing these into the crowd and injuring people.
Thankfully, they caught him. Crazy.
It's just a crazy scene.
One is an 88-year-old male, and I believe he was a Holocaust survivor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about this. I just...
Unbelievable.
It is just awful.
People are just nutso. I mean, just weird. I mean, because nobody's in the right mind to do something like this, right? And so this guy, he's in jail. And I guess he's in court sometime this morning, but they need to throw the book at him. I mean, there's no doubt he did it.
Did I see that he overextended his visa?
Is that
what I saw?
He's here illegally.
All right.
He got here, I think he got a work visa or some type of a visa. I don't know all the details, so I don't want to go into it that far because I really don't know.
No, I know.
But he was here. He overstayed his visa. He is obviously pro-Palestinian.
Because he said free Palestine.
Yes. He yelled terms as, now this is all being reported. It's not something that we're just insinuating. It actually happened yesterday. And then he tossed this stuff into this crowd of people that were just there, you know, showing their support for Israel and for, you know, hopefully getting the hostages out of there.
And so I know I have a couple of friends that are Jewish, and they're really on edge right now with the two people that were shot, I think, in Washington.
Yep. Yeah.
Right? And so, you know.
It's just sad.
It is sad. That is the right word.
I hate when it happens in our state. I hate that it happens at all.
Yeah.
But when it's right here in our backyard in Boulder, I never saw that coming in Boulder.
No, me either.
You know, that is absolutely crazy. This guy, I hope they put him away for a long, long time.
Forever.
$10 million bond up there. He's in court this morning. And again, there's no doubt that he did it. I mean, they have it on video.
Well, he has he has all the stuff on
it. Yeah, they got it on video. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, we got to go. We got to go. It's a Monday. Man, you know what? This is going to feel like a long week.
I know, because last week was so short. And because your flight was canceled, we got like Monday and Tuesday off.
We only worked 3 days last week.
It was beautiful.
This week's going to feel like a month.
You mean tomorrow's only Tuesday?
I'm tired. What are you doing today? Anything big?
Yeah, I'm going to go back out to the cabin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all I'm going to finish it all up, and I'm not going to worry about it anymore.
I'm headed to bicycle camp now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I got to go pick up Frog at bicycle camp. Hopefully, when I get there, he's able to ride a bike. Or
he's
going to
be crying.
He's going to be crying on the sidewalk.
It just feels so sad.
We're bicycle camp. I hate it.
What are you doing, Carson?
I am actually having a landscaping company come over.
Oh, very nice.
We're going to explore options for the backyard. Maybe redo it.
I feel gazebo coming on.
No. That's too. No. Nothing crazy like that. Maybe a couple boulders.
You should put in a putt-putt course. You're so good at golf.
By the way, go to our Facebook page so you can see what BJ's talking about.
No, please don't.
Hey, Spadil, what are you doing today?
Working. Just working at the lab.
Yeah.
Yep.
Busy, huh?
Yeah. Got to do two jobs.
I know, buddy. Oof. Need any help?
No.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Come over there. I don't know. Test the weed, I guess.
Test the weed. Isn't it test the waters?
Test the waters, I mean. Yeah, test the weed over the plant.
Okay.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Monday. Thunderstorms in the forecast.
Sneaky thunderstorms. Sneaky, now, remember, BJ said they're sneaky.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
They'll pop up.
You won't even know when they sneak up on you either. Right. I mean, you're going to be caught off guard.
Oh, my God.
You're going to go, holy crap, that was one of those sneaky storms.
Now, don't forget to figure out where your local Sonics are so in case there's hail. All right?
Yeah.
Go get a
keep it in mind. Shake, all right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.